In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Pharisee, as you heard me read, he thanks God that he's not like other people. Not like those extortioners, those unjust, those adulterers. And we think, what a terrible jerk that guy is. He thinks he's better than others. And of course, that's the point. We're not supposed to think we're better than others. However, is it always a sin to thank God that you're not like someone else? Just think about it from a different angle. Is it always a sin to say, for instance, thank you, God, that I'm not that child molester in prison? Is that wrong? Is that a sin to say that? Or thank you, God, that I'm not that mother who's had all her children taken away because she's addicted to heroin. Is that a sin to say that? To thank God that you're not someone else? Well, of course not. I hope you know. Of course that's not a sin. We should definitely thank God that we're not an addict or a murderer or a molester or a drunk or a tax collector. But you know why we should thank God for that? Not because we think we're better than them. We thank God because we realize just how close each and every one of us is to being in any one of those positions. We thank God because one wrong step in any one of us could be any one of them. So, it's actually good. You should thank God, not like the Pharisee who thanked God because he was so great and everybody else was an idiot. No, thank God because you know how wonderful his grace is and where you'd be if you didn't have it. So, for instance, you know, don't look down on the drunk driver who's got a DUI. You know, there was that time you had too much to drink and you drove home anyway. And if the cops had been in a different place and had been a different time, you could be in prison or in trouble. You could have hurt someone. You could have been fined. You and I could just as easily be the drug addict. And we think, oh, I'd never do that. Well, put any one of us in the wrong situation and see what we would do. Put us in the wrong place at the wrong time and we could be the one addicted or with multiple drug charges or no job or money. We could be anyone if God did not guard us from it by his grace. What if others saw everything that you've looked at on your phone or your computer, everything you've typed into your phone or your computer? What would your boss think of that? What if someone knew the inappropriate thoughts that we've had about other people or the lies that we've told? So no, we don't thank God that we're not like others because, hey, we're so great and we treat others with contempt. That's the Pharisee. We thank God because his grace is absolutely unbelievable. And we know that we're always one bad step or one bad word or one bad thought or one bad day away from very different circumstances. And yet, he loves us and gave his son. Now, everything I've said to you so far then is exactly what Paul is telling us in Ephesians 2. He says, you were that tax collector. You were that child molester, that alcoholic, that thief, that murderer. He says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. You were no better than anyone else. And if God had not picked us up and put us on a different path by his grace, then we'd be walking in a very different path. Just ask yourself, if I wasn't baptized into Jesus, if I didn't know God's word, if I didn't receive Christ's body and blood here at this altar, if I didn't have the Holy Spirit, where might I be in this world? Where really might you be? Paul says you'd still be following the course of the world. You'd be going the same direction as everyone else. And what does he say everyone else does? He says they follow the passions of the flesh. They carry out the desires of the body and the mind. So in other words, If you didn't have Jesus, you would just be doing whatever you want to do. And contrary to popular opinion, that doesn't lead to paradise. Okay? When we just do whatever we want to do, it's not a very wonderful thing. In fact, it leads to a big mess, and it even leads to hell. So before we get on our high horse and we start thanking God that we're better than everybody else, we realize that if it weren't for the grace of God, we would just be doing the same thing as everybody else, following our passions and our desires, doing whatever we wanted to do. Now, let me give you some very concrete examples. Christians right now are very tempted to look down on people who are transgender. We're tempted to treat them with contempt, like the Pharisee would. But we realize that if we didn't have Christ and the Holy Spirit, we'd just be following our passions and desires too. And that's what they're doing. Their passions, their desires tell them that they don't like the body they have. They want to be the other sex. And so they follow it. But before we look down on them, we should realize that we would all be doing the same thing. We wouldn't know there's something better. If it weren't for Jesus, any of us could be that loud abortion advocate who loudly and unapologetically says we must have this right to abortion. Well, before we look down on them, we should realize we would be doing the same thing if we didn't have Christ. We would be following our passions and our desires, which says, hey, if this child, unborn child, is in my way, then I'm going to get rid of it. If it weren't for Jesus, any one of us could be any of these things. We wouldn't know there is something far greater and better and more satisfying than just doing whatever we want to do. So we do, thank God. Not that we're so great and we're better than others. We thank God for Jesus. See, Jesus has rescued us from ourselves. He's rescued us from our passions and our desires that would lead us astray so often. And He has rescued us from following the course of the world. We thank God that He is so rich in mercy, as Paul says. We thank Him for the great love with which He has loved us, that even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, He made us alive with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. By grace. Thank God for grace. Grace is better than just our passions and our desires. God has something so much better. He knows what is truly good for you, what will truly satisfy you. He knows what will save you. And all of that He gives to you in Jesus Christ. Now, the second part of this that I'd like to make clear is that the problem for us and for the Pharisee in the parable and for the rest of the world is that we have this desire all the time that we think God should notice us. Okay? The Pharisee says, God, God, look at me, look at me. I'm not like all those other losers. You know, I fast twice a week. I give my money to the temple. Don't you see how great I am, God? And in our own way, we all do the same. We want God to notice us for either one of two things. Either I want God to notice me because of how great I am, or I want God to notice me because of how sorry I am and how much I'm suffering. We'll take either one. We don't care, right? We'll be the Pharisee. God, I'm a good person. Look at me. Look how much better I am than all these other people in the world, right? Either that, or we'll go for it. God, God, look at me. Look at me. Look how horrible life is. Look what I have to go through. It's not fair, God. Look, you gave me the wrong body. You gave me the wrong illness, the wrong spouse, the wrong family. Feel sorry for me, God. Now, when we're like this, guess who we're like? Children. Children do the same thing all the time with mom and dad. They want mom and dad to notice them. Either when they're doing things right, hey, mom, look what I did, right? Or when they get hurt or something doesn't go their way, dad, look what happened to me. Okay, children are the exact same way. Now, I'll come back to that, but let's just back off and think about this a little bit. Do any of us really think that there is something that unique about us that we should be noticed before everyone else in the world? Is there anything that's so different about you and me that God should say, oh, wow, look at him or her? I love how one pastor said it. I'm going to quote him. He said that when God looks at you and anyone else that's better or worse than you, the difference between you and them is, quote, the difference between two pieces of straw in a pile the size of a house. It's not great enough to be measured. Statistically, it is non-existent. That's what God sees. He doesn't see, wow, this person is so much better than another. He sees two pieces of straw. And the Pharisee, when we're like him, we want to compare. We want to say, I'm better, I'm worse, right? Feel sorry for me or love me. But instead, when we're the tax collector, we say, God, have mercy. And what a difference that is. See, here's your real joy. You don't have to try to be noticed. I'll go back, I come back to the kids, right? Why is it kind of silly when kids are always trying to get mom and dad's attention, trying to be noticed? Because mom and dad are always noticing them. There's hardly a thing that goes by without mom or dad not noticing. They notice hundreds of things, maybe thousands of things that their children do every day that their children don't even realize. And how much more true is that with God? You don't have to try to get him to notice you. He always notices you. He made you. He redeemed you with the death of his son, Jesus, and he's given you his Holy Spirit to make you holy. And Jesus says he absolutely notices you so far that he even knows the number of hairs on your head, down to your every last sorrow and your every last joy. In fact, we can go so far to say nothing goes unnoticed by your loving Heavenly Father. If you want to be noticed by God, if you're looking for glory and honor, then look no further than the baptismal font. What kind of glory is this that the Lord of all heaven and earth took you and me and said, you are my child, and I forgive you all your sins. And he gave us an inheritance that would even make the CEO of Apple blush. Okay? Look no further than the altar where God says, you know, for you, I mean, it's such a wonderful image. You and me, all of us brothers and sisters in Christ, we kneel right next to each other. None of us greater, none of us less than another. And God bestows this incredible glory and honor on all of us when he says, here is my son's body and blood given and shed for you. And if that wasn't enough, finally, for the icing on the cake, if you want glory and honor from God, if you want to be noticed by God, not only are you baptized, not only are you fed Christ's body and blood, but you also get to do the works of God. So quoting from St. Paul, he says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So you don't have to work to make God notice you or love you. He already does that, but you get to work simply for the joy of it. And this really is a great joy. Okay, this ends all the comparing and trying to one-up each other. So let's say, are you a missionary? Right? Are you a missionary halfway around the world, putting your life in danger, preaching the gospel? Good for you, right? Wonderful for you. Boast in the Lord. That's great. At the same time, have you never been outside of Central Illinois? Are you an introvert? You find it hard to talk to people you don't know at all? Good for you. You're no less. Boast in the Lord. You're forgiven and loved all the same. Are you elderly and battling health problems? Boast in the Lord. He loves you. You're forgiven. Are you poor? Are you rich? Are you young? Are you old? Are you busy? Are you not busy? Boast in the Lord. Because in every case, you are forgiven and loved and noticed by God. And the works that you do in the Lord are always pleasing to him. So, today we thank God. We don't thank God that we're better than others. We thank God for his grace, that we're a tax collector, a sinner, whom God has had mercy on, that we can go home justified and at peace with God, doing the works he has given us to do, knowing that we are pleasing in his sight. He loves us, he forgives us, he baptizes us and feeds us, and we will boast in that. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.